Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Cass. We're joined now by Mike Van Wyk. Mike, recently named the Iowa High School Football Coaches Association's Assistant Coach of the Year in Class 3A at their annual banquet that was held earlier this month. And Mike, thanks so much for joining us and appreciate your time. Appreciate all you've done for this community and congratulations on a tremendous award. What does this mean to you?
Thank you, Trevor. It's just truly humbling. When as a coach, I never really thought about anything other than next season or this, you know, the kids I had. And it was never anything about awards or anything like that. So it's truly humbling to be nominated by a former player. Josh DeWard, now the head coach of Des Moines East, nominated me. And so if Josh is listening or hears this, I sincerely appreciate that. But it's true. When he told me he nominated me, it's truly humbling, you know, when you have a former player that thinks enough of what you've done to nominate you for an award like that. And then to be selected, again, just humbling is the only word I have, because it was an honor and a privilege to be part of this program for 40 years. Coach Hale did a great job. Coach McKinstry did a great job. I spanned a lot of years and a lot of kids. Never had a season where I felt, gee, this is work. It was always just an escape from everyday life. To be able to do it with in this community, in this school, again, it was just an honor and a privilege.
And I do need to make one correction. The 4A Assistant Coach of the Year. We're talking after the basketball banquet, so getting my classes mixed up. But, of course, football with the class 4A for Pella. You've been doing this for 40 years, as I said. You told me a little bit about how you got into this with Coach Hale, you know, kind of drug you in back in the day. What is being a part of this program meant to you over all these years?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. Yeah, Coach Hale called me on a random Saturday afternoon in July and asked me if I wanted to coach football. And I told him, I said, well, I would love to, but I don't have a teaching certificate or anything to an endorsement of any kind. And Coach Hale's voice said, well, it's your lucky day, because the state changed that. You go to class for a week and boom, you're a football coach. And I went and talked to some business partners, and it was unanimous that that's what I needed to do. So I did that. Then I was playing softball at the time with Gary Voss, and Coach Hale said to me, he said, well, now that you're going to coach, you know anybody can help. And I had a softball game that night, and I knew Gary coached at Central College, and he was a good friend. And I talked to Gary. I said, hey, you want to coach football? And he looked at me in the Gary Voss way, the very stern, serious eye, and he goes, I'll have to do some talking here. And I said, well, I need to know tomorrow. And so he came back and he said, yeah. He said, well, I'm going to do it. And so Gary and I worked together for several years. And to be honest with you, I learned a lot from Gary. He watched the game in a different way. He actually taught me how to watch a football game. I used to be a watch the football, and Gary taught me a totally different way to watch the football game. And that was the kickoff to a career. You know, what has it meant to me? I am honored and privileged to be in this school system. I talk to a lot of other coaches and we know what their system's like. I couldn't think of a place that I'd rather be. Graduated from Pella High in 1979, to be able to coach in the school that you worked in, kind of like the old Al Bundy, I kind of never left high school, and stuff. But I really have to pinch myself to think that I've been hanging around this place for 40 plus years. But again, it's just been an honor and a privilege to work with everybody I have. And all the ninth grade coaches, I've had several that worked with me over the years. And again, it was just fun.
We're talking with Mike Van Wyk, the Class 4A Iowa High School Football Coaches Association's Assistant Coach of the Year. 40 years of being a part of this Pella football program as a coach. And I've heard from others coaching and being around young kids kind of keeps you young at heart. I know you've gone through some health issues, and you talked about that at the basketball banquet tonight, but how has that helped you sticking around with all these young kids?
Well, anytime I feel that, you know, the young kids are just young kids, that they're full of energy. Their mind is different than old people. You know, they don't worry about so many things. They just I'll call it just the next day or next hour mentality. And that's infectious. Over the years, I've taken a lot of energy from them, a lot of inspiration from them. And to be honest with you, I probably learned more from them than they've learned from me, because football is really not that complicated of a sport, you know, but life is. And I've learned a lot from the kids, and they've just inspired me in ways to some things that I feel were terribly important really are not that important. And, you know, they have, you know, they've kind of cultivated that for me and stuff. So, it's just been a great run.
And the football part of it is over, as I understand, right? 40 years is it, but you're going to keep coaching basketball. Talk a little bit about what's next for Mike Van Wyk.
Yeah, I made the decision early last fall, you know, with Coach McKinstry retiring and stuff. I've always felt that when I didn't feel like I had that drive and that passion, it was time to step aside, and that time has come. I've got four grandchildren that live in Indiana, expecting another grandchild in Arizona. I want the next part of my life, I want to, you know, see if I can be a part of their life and in the spectator. I don't want to go into the coaching world with them and stuff. I'll just leave that to whoever they're working with, but I'll stay on the outside of the fence and watch that. But basketball wise, as long as, you know, I went through some health stuff this year, you know, a journey that changes you. And quite a bit of positive actually came out of it and stuff, you know, and in the change. And so I hope to continue to coach basketball as long as Coach Schulte, you know, sees it fit that I can be around and I'm relevant and stuff. So I really enjoy basketball. My role is different as a JV coach, a little bit more input at the varsity level and stuff. So I really am, you know, truly blessed in the position I have at the JV level here at Pelham High.
Well, Mike, you've sold me some insurance over the years. I've sold you some radio ads over the years. You know, we've known each other for quite some time. Sincerest congratulations on an incredible award. And thanks so much for everything you've done to the with the youth in this community.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
All right, that's Mike Van Wyk, the Class 4A Iowa High School Football Coaches Association Assistant Coach of the Year for the Pelham High Dutch. I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.